At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's great. No, the whole thing. I mean, that curveball's a nice pitch for him. Holy cow. You know, and I kind of saw him last year, and he seemed like a high-velocity fastball in the split. And then, adding everything else is, I'm like, holy cow, this is pretty good. And to see him not out there just redlining every inning, trying to see how hard he can throw it, and it just pitching. It's just refreshing to watch the kid at work.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun to watch what Hurston Waldrop has done in his second stint this year coming up. Obviously, he kind of started but didn't really start that game in Bristol.
Right.
Because it was only played one inning, and then he came in and he did awesome. And his ERA is below one in the month of August. He puts together one more good start. He's probably going to be the National League Pitcher of the Year.
Yeah.
Pitcher of the Month in the month of August. And, in a year where obviously we're looking for stuff like this, pretty cool to see. Cool to see a young kid like that, who we've heard about for a couple of years, finally get a real shot to be in the rotation. And, he's putting on a great performance if it's an audition to try to be in the rotation next season.
Yeah, I mean, we asked Grant about that yesterday. I think the thing with him is that he pitches. He's not one of just, back and just throw it as hard as I damn can.
Right.
And you mentioned it, but I think we talked about it before we came on air, just crafty.
Yeah.
To be as young as he is. And so with the opportunity, because I'm thinking about it he's in the rotation, so what happens to some of those other guys that were supposed to be starting pitchers this past year in the rotation? Put him in the damn bullpen. What's my man, Lopez?
Reynaldo Lopez.
Put him in the damn bullpen.
He was in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Then he came here and worked his way out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Had a remarkable year that no one saw coming.
Right.
But then threw more innings than he had thrown
in
a decade and hurt himself.
I'm thinking about him. Put Grant Holmes in there. Put those dudes in the damn bullpen. That's something I was just thinking about.
Reasonable.
Well, yeah, but he looked really, really good yesterday, and like you said, he's been really good since Bristol. And so when you take that into account with our thought process of just taking the good, they're just taking the good with this team. 1-0 win after they scored all those runs the past two nights.
There was 43 combined runs in the first two games.
Yes,
last night they combined for one.
But my biggest thing last night when it was 8th inning, I saw the rain. I was like, do not call this damn game.
Yeah.
Just keep playing.
That's what I don't get. The fact that game went off without a rain delay.
Yes.
Because I'll be honest with you.
It came down over our house.
We got about 5 to 10 minutes of the worst weather I think we've ever had at our house.
Yes, it came down.
We live 10 minutes from the ballpark.
Right.
So, it was raining. Sideways. I thought I was like, oh, here goes the oak tree.
Yeah.
This is the oak tree because it's going to go someday.
Right.
One of these storms is going to get it. I thought this was going to be it. And it was raining like crazy, lightning and thunder going.
Yeah.
And I was like, and the game was on. I was like, well, surely it's going to – and it wasn't even raining at the ballpark.
No.
And then they got it in. They go an hour and 52 minutes.
Yeah, but I was the same way because I had to go pick Samson up for practice early because of the storm. And so I get back, I'm like, oh, there's a replay?
Right.
You know, because how they used the replay the game before. But, I mean, yeah, for them, I was like, please do not stop this game. Let it keep going as boring of a game that it was. Let's just hurry up and get this thing over with so we don't got to wake back up at 11:30 with all this passes by to finish your game or whatever. But, no, they got the win, got the series against the Sox.
Yeah.
Day off the day.
Four series in a row.
Yeah, day off the day. No, don't give me that look.
Oh, I'm just saying it's the
Don't
Mets.
Give me the look.
I'm giving you the let's keep screwing the Mets season up.
Oh, okay, I thought you would give me
no,
the look.
No. There's no.
Okay, don't give me that
no
look.
There's no look.
Okay.
There's
all
no
right.
look.
Okay.
The only look I have is we talked about it maybe last week or whatever when they kind of started playing fun baseball. I was like, I don't know. Maybe they can play well enough down the stretch to get back to 500.
Maybe.
They're only 11 games under now.
Yes.
They were as low as like 18 or so games under 500.
Pretty bad.
I don't know.
Don't do it.
You play. You get back to 500.
Okay.
That's it. That's
it.
All I'm doing.
Okay. All right. No, okay. Dude, we're not going. Cause I saw this. They're only 8.5 back.
Is that right?
I don't know. I thought I saw that, but I'm not getting over my skis.
I am. Well, let me just put my skis on real quick.
I'm on the bunny slopes.
Okay.
The bunny slopes.
Well, you wear skis on? No,
I got the short skis.
9.5.
Yeah, 9.5.
No. Single digits.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
They sweep the Mets.
Don't do it.
The Mets are one of the teams. Here's the thing about the Mets.
Uh-huh.
Even in this year where the Mets, I know they're falling, crashing to the earth now, but like the worst year the Braves have had in a long time, they're still 7-3 against the Mets.
Yes.
They're still the Mets' dad.
Yes.
Even when they're just dreadful, like just an absolute terrible year, they're still 7-3 against the Mets.
Yes.
Sucks to be the Mets.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it would be really, really nice to come in here and continue the misery that
goes
on in New York City.
You sweep the Mets.
I mean, it's here and all those things, but yeah.
The Braves are better than the Marlins.
Yes, they are. So,
okay.
I mean, you look at you got three straight division opponents coming up.
Giants.
Okay.
Diamondbacks. I'm just saying all the teams that are ahead of them in the wild card.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Just keep saying it.
Marlins.
Uh-huh.
Giants. Diamondbacks. Cardinals. Reds.
The Marlins ahead of them?
Mets, yeah. But only two games ahead of them.
Uh-huh.
So they could be ahead of those guys.
They
got to
go down to Miami after this one.
There you go.
All right.
They could catch
those
guys.
I'm not doing that.
They could maybe get back to 500. Get back to 500, and that'll be a lot of fun. No, but it was fun watching Hurston Waldrop last night.
Yes.
7 strikeouts. That split finger that he throws is absolutely filthy. Like, I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know how anybody hits it. Nobody does. Nobody does hit it. But just really fun to watch him pitch last night and kind of been a bright spot in the in what's been a tough year. All right, let's hear Raheem Morris talking about – forgot, I had it up – talking about position battles that still are yet to play out.
There's still so much to be done. What are you talking about, today's practice? Or are you talking about a jog-through? Or are you talking about even the preseason game that we got to play at the end on what those position battles entail? And, like, you just never know what's going to happen in every single day.
What position battle?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about which ones might still be there. I feel pretty confident about the 6 receivers.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident about the edge guys. I think Khalid Kareem probably practice squad.
Yeah.
Braylon Trice gets that last spot.
I think so.
Feel pretty confident about, I think all 4 of the safeties make it.
Yeah. I think, and I know I saw it on here, I think they brought Fuller in to start.
I think, Fuller will be their Helms spots and obviously.
Yeah, but I think it was like, is it a battle between Helms and no, I think they brought Washington to be the starter. He's a veteran that's played.
Fuller,
I'm sorry, thank you. I thought they brought him in to be the starter. That was just my thought process behind it.
I think so, too. I think they were maybe hoping one of the guys could beat him.
Maybe.
And I don't know if that's happened.
Right.
Because we just haven't really seen him do anything. But I think, yeah, it was like, all right, if these guys pass him, great.
Right.
Young guy plays.
But if not.
If not, we have a vet who can be in there next to Jesse. Yeah, I mean, maybe with the McGarry injury, and again, we don't know the full scale of it. There's been no update on what the injury is or the timeline. But maybe that adds a little bit of intrigue to the offensive line competition.
Maybe. It should.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because that's the thing about it is, like, you don't want to have – obviously you want your starting right tackle, But you want to have a guy in place, you know, for these next 2 weeks to see if they can get the cohesion to the right, you know what I mean, on that right side. You don't want to bring a guy in the week of.
No,
that's the only positive about this 2 weeks after the last pieces of the game is that you do have time to get him up to speed. If you need to bring somebody else in, get him up to speed.
Yeah.
And so you have an opportunity to try and maybe iron out some of the kinks if what we think is – because we don't know. We don't know. Nothing has come out. There has not been even an inkling from anybody, any of the insiders that know what's going on with the Falcons' right tackle.
Okay, say McGarry can't start week one.
Okay.
We're going to know that before cutdown day.
Yes.
Cutdown day is 6 days from now.
Yes.
And then you have, like, almost 2 weeks between cutdown day and the first game.
Correct.
So you can sign a veteran, and obviously you'd want to get somebody who knows the system.
Right.
Who's maybe been in a, you know, in a McVay, Shanahan.
Yeah, he could be a backup right now.
The good thing is so many people run similar offenses now in the NFL to what Zach Robinson does.
Yes.
You might be able to find a guy out there who's familiar with it.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about it is everybody is going to the zone, the stretch run and all those different things type scenarios. The biggest thing about it now is that it takes away some of the some options for Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to keep guys in. You're going to have to keep backs in. You're going to have to keep tight ends in to chip and help out with the protection and things like that. It also maybe hinder you to a point where everybody knows where you slide the protection to the right. And so, I mean, it has its disadvantages. Now, is that an excuse for you maybe to lose games? No. And say because you still got to block. It still comes down to the basic fundamentals of blocking and tackling. But, yeah, that's always the biggest thing is when you are and I'm not saying that it wasn't going to be like that with Caleb was there. They were still going to slide.
Right, because that's where the protection was going to be.
They were still
going to
do all
anyway.
That. Yeah, so it was going to be that way.
We're broadcasting live from the Tour Championship today and tomorrow live at Eastlake. The first group has teed off.
Okay.
Chris Goddard-Up and Akshay Bhatia.
Let's go, Goddard.
The
Goddard-Ray?
The Goddard-Up.
Goddard-Up.
Get her up.
Goddard-Up.
the 29th and 30th ranked guys in the FedEx Cup rankings coming into this tournament have teed off. As have
where my boy at?
Jacob Bridgman and Sungjae Im.
Okay.
Your guy is on the tee.
Okay.
Nick Taylor and Harry Hall.
All right.
British Bryson.
That's what they call him?
That's what I call him.
Oh, okay.
Because he's British and he wears a Kangol.
Yeah, he had a Kangol on.
And he's kind of built stout like Bryson.
That's why I asked you because I thought it was Bryson.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bryson. So that's why I asked. When I saw the hat and I saw his body. So I'm like, is that Bryson?
He kind of looks like Bryson.
Because I think a lot of people did, Andy. Yeah. Everybody was stopping. I swear. Because he's right over here.
And then he's hitting drivers and they're like, why is he
hitting
everybody, short?
Yeah, because everybody kept stopping and looking. So I was like, is that him?
So the cool thing this year is, or cool in my opinion, although some of these guys don't like it either. Rory McIlroy will complain about anything these days.
But what's wrong with him now?
I don't know. He doesn't like this format either. He doesn't like any format. I don't know.
You let somebody win a damn gold jacket, a green jacket, and he just think he just the thing.
Well, he's been mad at everything for years.
Damn,
you know, ever
damn,
since
Rory.
I can't live.
Like, I know. Liam.
You thought I still hit live.
You thought the green jacket might chill him out. I know.
Yeah, man. Damn, Rory, you got that monkey off
your
back.
He doesn't like it because he's always in first or second place.
Right.
He liked having a 10-stroke lead on everybody when he teed off.
I hit live.
Now everybody's tied for – I mean, not tied. Everybody starts at even par like a normal tournament.
Yeah.
So everybody has equal footing. It is interesting. Like, you know – random – no, I won't say random. You're not a random guy if you're in this tournament. You've had a great year to be one
and
of the
top 30. And it's 25 mil.
No.
How much?
It is not. They changed that a little bit.
Okay.
I think they redistributed some of the big purse of this throughout the year.
Ah,
so I do think if you win this and all the other stuff you won,
that's 25 mil.
It'll make it up to you.
Right.
But, yeah, it's 10 for the winner now.
Okay. All
winner gets 10.
Okay.
But, like, you know.
It's still $10 million.
If Chris Goddard-Up wins this tournament,
he's a man.
He's never made $10
million. He's the man.
He also goes on a crazy list of golfers. Like, guys to win the tour championship, it's a short list. There's not very many guys that have ever done that. No one's ever won it twice in a row either.
Right.
People have won it twice, but nobody's ever won it twice in a row. So Scottie Scheffler could do that this year too.
Well, he's, you know.
He's better than everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
He's better than everybody, and it's not close. Let me tell you about this since we're broadcasting live from the Tour Championship. We don't have a leaderboard yet because only a couple of guys have teed off, but our coverage is...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course, golf open to everyone, by the Georgia Hemp Company, come visit their brand new locations, and by Humberto Injury Law,
Humberto!
When it's game time and winning is the only option. All right, we'll come back, talk a little college football corner. Maybe a couple teams that you feel like have a real wide spectrum of possibilities, a team that could be in the playoff or a team that could be under 500. The boom or bust teams in college football coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.